Anybody here?
Gossip.
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip.
Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Okay, so yesterday I told you that the Blue Origin rocket was going to take off from West Texas carrying six women, including Gayle King, Katy Perry, and others. And yeah, so they made history as part of the company's inaugural female-only team to travel beyond Earth's atmosphere. Yeah. Listen, I'm only impressed by astronaut and shuttle commander Eileen Collins at this point, okay? Once you've met actual astronauts, doesn't really mean as much. Although I will tell you, Katy Perry did sing in space. It's a little hard to hear. Yeah. Do I have any idea what she's singing? No, I do not. I think it was like a wonderful, what a wonderful world or something along those lines, but it's, you know, space. How do you record that? Anyway, all right, so there you go. Katy Perry, singing in space. Woohoo. Gwyneth Paltrow's celebrity health advisor recommends taking magnesium, L-theanine, and or passion flower to help get a restful sleep. Well, I had my magnesium and L-theanine last night, so I'm good. Kevin Bacon recalled a strange moment from the filming of Wild Things that during a late-night swamp scene, a dead body floated by the crew.
All of a sudden, I hear across the walkie-talkie, hey, I think I just saw a floater, and it was a body that was floating by. It was kind of what looked indicative of the vibe of the movie.
Yeah, the discovery halted production and the police were called. Leslie Odom Jr. will return to play Aaron Burr in Hamilton on Broadway for the first time in almost 10 years. And Jack Black made an unannounced visit to a screening of a Minecraft movie to discourage fans from engaging in disruptive behavior.
For today's presentation of a Minecraft movie, please, no throwing popcorn. And also, absolutely no chicken jockeys!
I told you last week that chicken jockeys were the zombie kids who ride chickens in Minecraft. I don't know. I've never played it. Some musical hot takes. Remember I told you that Brian May joined Benson Boone on stage for Bohemian Rhapsody? Well, then Benson Boone made a TikTok calling out the Coachella crowd for not giving Brian May more love. Stevie Nicks has announced some new tour dates, and Barry Manilow has announced a tour that he's calling The Last Concerts. That sounds ominous. Speaking of The Last, Gene Hackman and Betsy Arakawa's Santa Fe property was infested with dead rodents and gnats, creating a breeding ground for hantavirus. According to New Mexico Department of Health report, they conducted an assessment in March shortly after Hackman and Arakawa were found dead. And a dirt alert. Y'all, the trailer for Blake Lively's new movie, Another Simple Favor, dropped yesterday, but on YouTube, the studio disabled the comments. I wonder why. Yeah. All right, that's the Daily Dust. Is it appropriate? Probably not. Do I care? No, I don't. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome.